Chapter 5. Charles Goes to Prison. Next morning, it was even colder. Philip was still unwashed and undressed. He intended to spend his third day in his pyjamas.
"Why should I go out?" he said. "It smells in the street and it's ugly there. I shall stay inside until I die."
"What will you do all day?" asked the Queen.
"Nothing. I'll just lie in bed," answered Philip.
The Queen sighed and went downstairs to feed Harris. Philomena Tusson was awakened by the arrival of the Queen Mother moving into the pensioner's bungalow next door to her own. It was well known that the Queen Mother drank and gambled. Philomena disapproved of both.
"Lord, let my neighbour leave me in peace," she prayed to God.
She looked in her purse for a 50-pence coin. Should she have the fire on now in the afternoon or tonight while she watched television? It was a decision she made every day. Fitzroy, her son, always said,
"Leave the fire on all day, Mum. I'll pay for it."
But Philomena was proud. She dressed slowly in many layers. Then she put on her coat, a scarf, and a hat. She went to the kitchen to make her breakfast. In the kitchen, there were 5 slices of bread, a small piece of cheese, and enough cereal for half a bowl. She would have to wait another 2 days until her pension arrived. Next door, the Queen Mother was laughing at the smallness of her new home.
"It could be a kennel for a large dog," she said. "How sweet!"
The Queen was irritated by her mother. Why couldn't she see that the bungalow was small, smelly and cold? How would her mother manage? Then Spiggy arrived to cut the carpets, and the Queen went to open the door. Prince Charles walked to his grandmother's house, where the removal van was standing outside ready to be unpacked. A young man with a shaved head came up to him.
"You need a video, don't you?" asked the young man.
"Yes, actually we do," replied Charles. "How did you know?"
"I walked past your house last night and looked in the window," explained the young man. "You should close the curtains. You've got some expensive things in there."
Charles thanked him for his advice.
"So do you want that video?"
asked the young man, whose name was Warren Deacon.
"Aren't they very expensive?" said Charles.
"Normally, yes, but I can get you one for £50,
Warren Deacon answered. Charles found a £50 note in his pocket and gave it to Warren, who promised to bring the video round later. Charles climbed into the removal van to start unpacking the Queen Mother's boxes. He saw Beverly watching him through the window. He was glad Beverly Threadgold could see him carrying such a weight. He was certainly doing a man's work. Philomena was hungry and cold, and her head hurt. She pulled a chair towards the high cupboard where she kept her packets and tins. She climbed onto the chair and put the cereal packet on the top shelf. While she was there, she reorganized her tins and packets.
"I've always got tins in my cupboard," she said proudly as she took off her coat and got into bed to keep warm.
By late afternoon, a crowd was standing around the removal van, hoping to see the Queen Mother. PC Ludlow, the policeman from the barrier, came to move them on.
"We're guarding the van for the Queen Mother," said Beverly Threadgold.
"Well, you can go home now, can't you?" said PC Ludlow. "I'm here now. I'll guard the van."
Someone laughed.
"I wouldn't trust the police to guard anything."
PC Ludlow tried to stay calm.
"Now listen," he said, touching Beverly's arm.
"Leave her alone, you pig!" screamed another woman.
Charles, on his way back to the van, heard the noise and saw a policeman pulling Beverly Threadgold's arm.
"Is this police brutality?"
he thought.
"I've read about that in the newspaper."
Before he could stop himself, Charles attacked the policeman, thinking only of saving Beverly. The 3 of them were on the ground and still fighting when more police arrived, and Charles and Beverly were arrested. During the fight, Warren Deacon stole everything that was still in the van. Philomena opened her front door wearing her coat, hat, scarf and gloves.
"Oh," said the Queen, who was standing at her door. "Are you going out?"
"No," Philomena lied. "I've just come in."
The Queen explained that her mother could not be left alone and that she had to return home to look after her husband.
"I'll help you," said Philomena. "But there mustn't be any alcohol or gambling while I'm in the house. I saw your son was taken away by the police, bringing shame on his family."
They went next door, and the two old women were introduced.
"We met before in Jamaica," said Philomena. "I was wearing a red dress and waving a little flag."
The Queen Mother thought for a moment.
"Was that in 1927?
She said, remembering a West Indian tour.
"So you do remember me," said Philomena happily.
The Queen Mother closed her eyes, and Philomena took off her coat. She sat near the fire in a fine armchair, enjoying the free heat. In prison, Charles was allowed to make one phone call.
"Listen, darling," he said to Diana. "You must phone our lawyer. They're accusing me of assaulting a policeman."
Diana wanted to watch Casablanca on the new video machine Warren Deacon had given her.
"I'll phone the lawyer as soon as the film finishes," she thought.